Our scripture readings today is Ruth 1, verses 20 and 21, and then Philippians 1 through 6. "Don't call me Naomi," she said. She told them, Naomi means pleasant. "Call me Mara," which means bitter, "because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has affected me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me." Philippians 1, verse 6. "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ."
Amen. Good morning, everyone. It was so nice meeting all of you as you were coming in. I'm just honored to be here. I thank you so much for having me today. If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to just start in prayer, if you would join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy, God. We thank you, Lord, that you will guide and speak through me, God, that I will be a blessing, Lord, to the house today. And I just give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So thank you. Again, thank you so much. As my resume said, I've done a lot of stuff. I've been around a while. But I was born into a ministry family, and I find that that's really important to me, that my parents raised me in God, and we served the community, and we served people. But my heritage goes back. My mother was a minister, and my mother founded Mount Zion Refuge Center Church here in Council Bluffs. But also her mother was a minister and her father. And her grandmother was a minister and founded a church in Illinois. And then her father and his father were all ministers. So far back into the 1800s, where my great-great-grandfather, Willis Small, traveled by horseback to minister to people. So just so you know, I'm very proud of our ministry and that we serve God. I'm so glad that my parents gave me that history and that heritage and legacy of praising God and reaching people for him. So I'm going to jump into my sermon today. I chose the sermon, "We Need You, God Needs You." And I was looking at the story in Ruth, in the book of Ruth. And if you know the book of Ruth, you know that Naomi had a husband and her two sons, and they all passed away, and she returned back to her home of Bethlehem. And so that's kind of where my scripture comes from today, where I'm starting with. And that's Ruth 1, 20 and 21. And I realize I read it, but I want to read it again just to get the point across. Ruth 1, 20 through 21, it says, "Don't call me Naomi," she told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me." And when I was reading this scripture, I realized, or it came to me, I felt the Lord showing me that Naomi didn't realize her value. She didn't realize that although she'd lost her husband and she lost her two sons and she returned back home, she came back home with a lot of wisdom. She had a lot of wisdom to share. And she was saying, "Call me bitter, call me nothing. I don't deserve this. I went away full, but I've come back just empty." But she really didn't. She came back full. And that's what I want to talk about today. Just for a few minutes, I want to encourage you to know your value. Sometimes after we've gone through life and we've lost our loved ones and we've maybe have retired, and we start to feel like, well, what's the need? What is my purpose here in life anymore? What am I here for? Does God still need me? Do people need me? Do I have a voice that they want to hear? And I want to encourage you today to know that you are needed. God needs you, and we need you. And my story that I wanted to share, it's funny that I'm here today because my example, when I share this, my example is always of Miss Linda Nelson. She was my sixth grade teacher, and she now mentors me very often. Well, when I was in sixth grade, she did all the things she was supposed to do. Amen. She taught me reading, writing, and language and science and all those things. And I completed the sixth grade just fine. And she taught me about Neil Diamond and the Red Sox and, you know, all of those things that were important at the time. And, you know, I was thankful. I went on. And as you can tell, I did all my schooling all the way up. But a few years ago, we crossed paths again. And I didn't know it at the time, but she would make such a profound impartation in my life, in my adult life. So she did what she was supposed to do at sixth grade, but there was still a need for her. And that's what I want to encourage you to know. There's still a need for you. When I ran back into her again, once we crossed paths again, about 10 years ago now it's been, we were working in politics and social justice, and she shared all of those things with me. But the important part was, if she would have just retired, and at this point she had been retired, if she would have just retired and said, there's nothing else for me to do here, I'm done, that's it. My life and so many other sixth graders that she had, our lives would not be the same. My life would not be the same had she not taken the time 10 years ago and through those 10 years to impart in me the things that I needed, the wisdom that she learned over a lifetime. And that's what I want to encourage you to just consider. Some of you, as she was telling me in the back, that some of you are retired, but it's important to know that in your life, you have had so many experiences that will bless other people. Young people need to know what you know. They need you to share what you have. You're not too old. It's not too late. It's important that you share those things, because how do we grow? I would not have grown. I have to say, she has encouraged me to run for office a couple of times, Miss Linda. And one of the times I was giving a speech and I was so nervous and it was just so new to me. And my mother was sick and she wasn't able to come. But I looked out in the audience and Linda was sitting out in the audience. I looked at her and the pride on her face was such a blessing to me. It encouraged me to keep on, to continue that speech, to keep on running. She was needed. At that point, my mother couldn't be there, but man, she stepped right in. And it's so important that you know the things and the experiences that you've had in life. Our young generation, they need you. They need you. God needs you to speak into their lives. He needs you to share those experiences. He needs you to be proud of them so that maybe they do not have anyone to be proud of them. They need you, and you have that experience to share with them. Your life experience gives you so much experience that our young generation, they're just not getting anymore. They're just not getting it. And so we need you. God needs you to rise up and to know, oh God, there's so much more for you to do. There's so much more for you to do. So with that being said, I'm very proud that Ms. Linda has invested in my life. I'm just thankful and I love her. I'm so happy that she's here. I would share this story anywhere, and I do. I always share about her, but I'm glad to be here to share it in front of her so that she knows the value, that she didn't just sit back and say, oh no, there's nothing for me to do. I'm done. I'm retired. I did it. I raised all those hundreds and hundreds of sixth graders. But no, she came back in our adulthood and continued to invest in us. And so that's what I want to encourage you to do. You know what your life experience is, but know that there's a young person out there who needs to know that. They need that experience. They need you to speak into their life, to speak joy, to speak encouragement, to speak hope, to know, you know what? I went through this, and if I can do it, you can do it. I've seen a lot of married couples. My goodness, the young married couples need you. They need you today to tell them, we made it. This is how we made it. This is what we did. They need you to speak into their lives. God needs you, and we need you today. And so I want to leave you with one thought, and that is my second scripture for today. And that's Philippians 1:6. And it says, being confident that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And just know, he's going to finish what he started in you. God is going to finish it. You are not done. He's got a work for you to do. There are people who need you. There are young people who need you, and God is going to complete it. God needs you. He needs you to speak into their lives. He needs you to bless them. He needs you to serve the community. You're not done until God says you're done. Amen? Amen. Thank you. I believe in call and response, so you might hear that a couple of times. But I just want to take a moment, if you wouldn't mind, and pray just again before I sit down. And I want to thank you again. Thank you all for having me. It's been wonderful to just speak with you. And I just thank God. I thank God for his mercy and grace in my life. And so if you will just pray with me again, and then I will be sitting down and get out of here. But I thank you so much for your time and for just listening. And I truly hope that this blessed you to go out and begin to get out into the community and know, oh gosh, you still have a lot to do. There's still something for you to do here. People need you. We need you. God needs you today. And for our young people, before I stop, for our young people, our seniors need you. You know, we're not alone. Our seniors need you to speak into their life, to let them know, to listen to them. They have all this wisdom. They need you to listen and not think you know it all. They think they need you to listen to them and hear that wisdom that they have. They need you sometimes to guide them. They need you with the computer. They need you. They need you. So we are all, God needs us. He needs us to serve our community. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you again for this day. I thank you for this time of fellowship. And God, all those who are in need, God, those who are in need of a healing, in need of a deliverance, God, I thank you that you are the healer. I thank you that you are the deliverer. I thank you, God, that you bring hope in a time of trouble. God, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. There's just nothing, nothing too hard for you. And so we lift your name on high today, and we give you all of the praise. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.